Lower yields in South America could bring the opportunity for expanded U.S. grain exports. The lower forecast for Argentina and Brazil leaves the door open to buyers who traditionally purchase grain from South America. Alvaro Cordero is the U.S. Grains Council Manager of Global Trade. Cordero says the crop forecast for Argentina and Brazil is changing because El Nino reduced yields.
The expectations initially that we had from Argentina and Brazil were pretty much a bearish position in the sense that we were expecting a very large crop. Argentina was facing actually a lot of wetness due to the El Niño. But the effect that Brazil had was actually, as the crop was setting, was that this effect, as you know, that the Niño was diminishing, it actually reacted a lot stronger than people thought. And Brazil underwent a severe drought, and that really caused yields and crop acres to be lost.
He says the crop forecast dropped 6 to 7 million metric tons because of El Nino. Brazil's exports will be lowered, which can bring the opportunity for more market share for U.S. grains. However, he cautions another large crop is also coming from the United States.
Our traders today, you know, are hearing from destinations that they rarely hear from. That tends to give a lot of excitement to the market. But what we're looking at today, we're still in a very bearish marketplace, but Chicago is behaving completely different, and we're easily around a dollar above prices, which is very good for our farmers. But long story short, once our crop comes in, prices will have to return and collapse and come back to a fundamental number that simply because we still have a huge carryover, and on top of that, a new coming big crop. So even though Brazil and Argentina have reduced their export numbers, that's not even close to sustain the amount of corn that we have in the United States.
He says that forecast brings many opportunities to expand U.S. grain exports.
Japan, like Taiwan, Korea, these are markets that buy very important volumes and that tend to change dynamics when they see opportunities in South America. And so this is a market for the United States to take and control for this crop year. And that will certainly alleviate the coming crop, but that does not going to be able to fix the fact that we already have large ending stocks and we're expecting a big crop.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.